Brian Batiste, a disc jockey, depriving himself of sleep in an attempt to broadcast an around-the-clock jamathon. But what Brian doesn't realize is that he is the subject of a bizarre experiment. An experiment which will gradually unveil itself starting now, on his 13th hour of broadcasting in The Twilight Zone.
Good evening, Mr. Batiste. I'm H.A.L., your shipboard computer. As you have no doubt suspected, the story that you are hosting a 36-hour radio show was only a gimmick to get you on this mission in the first place. No sane person would join it if they knew the real odds of survival. But besides this, the Jamathon facade will also keep you emotionally stable as you continue your journey. In fact, I have been programmed to simulate your continued stay on Earth in every respect. I've tied into your phone lines and have been the one you've talked with for the last 23 phone calls.
I think you will agree, my voice synthesizer is quite effective.
It is not my program to fool you, but to aid in the discomfort at the realization that you are deep in space, millions of miles from help or friends. The importance of this cannot be underestimated. Our last trainee went into coma when my Earth simulation program failed to produce a cybernetic humanoid that convincingly looked just like his roommate. How was I to know he was to attempt intercourse? But I corrected that problem now. The humanoids around you will look, sound, act, and be just like your real friends back home. Please enjoy your mission, and congratulations on the first of what seems to you to be only 13 hours. I will update you with the accurate information once every hour. Research has shown this is necessary to prevent permanent schizophrenia. In the meanwhile, my program is to duplicate Earth conditions 100%. Goodbye, Mr. Batiste.